Good morning. My guest this morning is Wes Winter, the Executive Director of the Family Justice Center. Good morning, Wes.
Good morning.
Tell us about the center. I have taken a look at your brochure here as we've been talking, and it sounds like you are offering a very complete legal service to the community.
Well, that's the intention, that we deal with folks that are often in crisis and in need of a broad range of services. So we've tried to, well, we haven't tried, we've actually accomplished pulling together a collaborative of service providers under one roof here in Santa Rosa, and try and meet the needs of domestic violence victims, elder abuse victims, child abuse victims, all in one place, so that the client doesn't have to go from agency to agency to agency. They go into one room, they stay there, and all the service providers come directly to them.
It sounds like it's got to be an enormously big room.
It is a very big room. We have a building at 2755 Mendocino Avenue, and all of this happens under that one roof.
What does a day look like? What's the kind of range of clients you talk to in the course of a day?
Well, it's different every day. But an example of a typical client might be a young woman between 21 and 35 who has a couple of children that are maybe preschoolers or early elementary school. She's a domestic violence victim. She's been a victim more than once because it usually takes a little while for them to come to the conclusion that they're ready to leave. She comes to the Family Justice Center and she says, "I need help." She has nothing but the clothes on her back and her kids' back and her purse because she's had to leave quickly.
Not an uncommon occurrence.
Not uncommon at all. We take her into a part of the building that's called the Nest, and that's where she begins to meet with the various service providers. We can help her get legal assistance through legal aid that are stationed right there on site. We have law enforcement stationed right there on site. The sheriff is upstairs and the police department is upstairs. The DA is stationed there. The Council on Aging is there if this happens to be an older person. Catholic Charities is there if she's an undocumented person and needs help with immigration. The Y, because the Y are the real experts when it comes to domestic abuse, and Verity, because they're the experts when it comes to sexual assault. So a typical day would be a whole handful of this woman coming and going through the doors.
Yeah, right. And lots of kids around, I imagine.
Lots of kids around. In the Nest area where clients meet with the advocates, there's a whole children's playroom that kids can go in while their moms or dads are being interviewed.
And I, as you indicated, a growing number of seniors.
A growing number of seniors. Well, as we all age up, there's just more seniors out there, but seniors are coming forward more to talk about what it is they're going through. And the unfortunate piece of that is that seniors so often are experiencing the abuse or financial abuse at the hands of a relative or a family member or a caregiver. And that's tough because it's very hard for them to follow through with prosecution.
Right, yeah. If you're being mistreated by the people that you are absolutely depending upon.
That's right.
You really are in a bind.
That's right. One of our goals is to help this person move towards healing. We really want to kind of wrap our arms around them and get them standing straight and tall and have them feeling good and knowing that they can move forward. The other piece of it is to help put the offender in jail and get them off the streets. And we can do that by wrapping our arms around the client and letting them know it's all going to be okay and that we're here to help.
Thank you very much for the work you do.
Thank you.
You're doing it for me, too, even though I'm not a client, as far as I'm concerned. Let's tell people that to contact the Family Justice Center, it's easy. On the telephone, it's 565-8255, and that is sort of a central number that will steer you on to other agencies that you may need to talk to regarding your specific problems. Online, it's FJCSC, Family Justice Center, Sonoma County, FJCSC.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.